of the protagonists of this important story. QuietExplosions.com is the website. Quiet Explosions, Healing the Brain is a new movie. Andrew Marr and Dr. Gordon, one of the experts on it, they'll be on in about a half hour. Right now we have the director, the writer, the producer, Jerry Scher, and of Quiet Explosions, QuietExplosions.com. We are very excited. Jerry, welcome to the Power Hour.
Thank you so much, Daniel. It's really an honor to be here on Veterans Day.
Yes. Yes, it is veterans, and this affects brain injuries, PTSD, all the above. Traumatic brain injury affects veterans disproportionately in our population, for sure, and excited to talk to you about that on today of all days. Fantastic. Why don't you, before we start, tell us a little bit about yourself and who is Jerry Scher?
Thank you. Well, I grew up in Massachusetts, and I was in the art field and the teaching field first. This is actually my third career, making movies. I then went into the trucking industry. I was the first female in the Northeast Corridor to work in that industry, and I didn't know at the time it was getting me ready to be a producer. And I wrote a story about a woman in the trucking business, and that's how I got into the movie business. So,
wow.
I've been in movies for about 18 years. We moved out to California 18 years ago, and here I am 22 projects later with two Emmys making big movies.
Well, why did you choose Quiet Explosions, this topic? Why did you make this movie?
Someone contacted me who had worked on the book for Adam Marr and Andrew Marr, Tales from the Blast Factory. And they said, we know you, Jerry, from your background, and we think you'd be the right person to make this movie. They said it's the best book ever. Well, everybody calls me and tells me they have the best book ever. But I had The Galleys. So I read The Galleys. This is way before the book was published. And I really was fascinated by this Green Beret, Andrew, and I thought it was an amazing story about his healing. But I was even more fascinated with the doctor, because Dr. Gordon is in my backyard in Encino, California. And he has helped and cured and really made these people have a new life. So I said, sure, they could call me and we could talk. So Andrew flew out from Texas. He looked at all my work and he laughed, he cried, he clapped. He said, you have the rights to the book. I said, well, Andrew, I will only do it under one condition. The movie will be a third military, a third athletes, and a third civilians, because so many people in the world suffer from traumatic brain injury. And he said, absolutely.
Well, as you started to get into this, what surprised you? What did you key in on immediately?
Well, I was surprised that so many people actually have symptoms of depression, anxiety, suicidal ideation from this illness. And it's a silent illness. You don't see it. It's not like someone who comes back from the war and they don't have an arm, or they're in a wheelchair, or their leg is missing. You know, this is inside their head, and people don't often see it, and it's not diagnosed properly many times. But so many people in the world suffer from this. I learned that, you know, they just flounder. Their life falls apart. They get divorced. They don't have a job anymore. They can't really function.
Well, give us an example. So somebody comes home, they're in war. So what? They're affected either because a bomb went off near them, or just the shock of being in war and of death around them. What is the typical person from wartime? What happens to them?
Well, let's just take someone like Andrew Marr, because he was a breacher. So he was the man who had explosives on his back, and he would go in and blow up buildings or doors to get people in to, you know, work against the Taliban. And every time a blast went off, it would affect his brain. It would affect his head.
Wow.
And, you know, it kept happening over and over and over. So slowly, you know, it deteriorates. Everything inside of them, you know, just goes haywire. And, you know, they can't remember things. They get edgy. They have anxiety. I mean, it's just a host of a myriad of things. At the same time, we have Annie, who's a Navy gal, and she was in the Naval Academy and was raped twice. And when you have a psychological trauma like that, it can affect the brain also in the same way. So she really ended up suicidal, and then they put her in a psych ward and said she was crazy, and then threw her out of the Navy.
I am very curious about something you just said. So like Andrew, who had physical, you know, you can kind of relate to that. You can kind of at least make a connection. He's bombs are going off and it's concussing his brain. I guess you can make, you know, you kind of determine, you can see that. And now another woman who had a kind of the same.
Well, there's inflammation inside and all of these symptoms are caused from huge amounts of inflammation. And it is definitely true. And you can, you know, verify all this with Dr. Gordon in your next half hour about how and why the brain reacts this way. Basically, a lot of people end up losing the hormones in the brain. And you need 18 or so hormones in your brain to function properly, and they have to be in certain amounts. So when you have these traumas, the hormones go missing. And then they
why?
Do.
Why? Well, is that a question for Dr. Gordon? Or, I mean, but why?
I can verify this, but your head gets knocked. Okay, say you're in a football game. Your head gets knocked repeatedly. You damage the pituitary gland, and the pituitary gland is at the base of the back of the brain. And that's what provides the different hormones in your brain. So when they're gone, you know, you don't have progesterone, you don't have pregnenolone, DHEA, testosterone. You're a mess. I mean, you can't really function. So, and he can, of course, you know, go over the details medically. I'm certainly not a medical person at all. But I would say that these people, they end up like zombies almost. I mean, Andrew would be, you know, locked in a closet all day crying like a baby.
Mm. Oh, that's so sad. Now, this movie, you mentioned Third Athletes. You have some very famous athletes in this movie. Talk about athletes and what they go through.
We have a gymnast, Juliana, she was in Nashville, and she was a little girl who was, you know, doing gymnast stuff when she was like, you know, in grade school and then in high school, and she would fall and she would hit her head. So she had many, many, many concussions. We have a surfer, a very famous surfer, Sean Dollar, who is written up in the Guinness Book of World Records twice for the highest wave of 61 feet.
Wow.
And he says in the movie, I've had hundreds and hundreds of concussions. He ended up with traumatic brain injury severe. And then we have Mark Rippon, a football player who was the Super Bowl MVP 21. And he was a quarterback for the Washington Redskins.
Yeah.
Many times his head got hit. And then we have Anthony Davis, who was the running back for the Miami Dolphins in the NFL and was known in USC as the Super Bowl, the Notre Dame killer. And he was on the cover of Sports Illustrated twice. And he left football after 5 years because he knew his brain was getting totally messed up.
So at what point they know something's wrong, you know, I'm sure with many of these people, is that kind of the purpose of this film, is to raise awareness, to tell other people, hey, this is not just you. You're not crazy. Get out of the closet. There's people who have done this road kind of, or there's hope for you. Is that kind of why your purpose here?
Dan, that's just one tiny part of it. We of course want to bring awareness, but this is the first time ever that a film, and it's so groundbreaking, is showing that people are getting well with different methods.
And wow.
And there is treatment for them. There is a method to get better. And that's what's all outlined in the film. I mean, they use hormone replacement therapy, hyperbaric oxygen therapy, transcranial magnetic stimulation, and all of our 10 characters are well and functioning.
Wow. That's fantastic. And I'm not sure what to ask you or ask the doctor. I don't know where the line is, because some of these questions kind of blur. For somebody at home listening to the story, what are they to get out of this? What do you want them to know?
I want them to know that they need to watch the film, and send everyone to watch the film who has a loved one or friend or acquaintance who has brain problems. You know, sometimes it's not diagnosed properly, but here's the thing. 20 veterans commit suicide every day.
Ugh.
When they see this movie and they start getting treatment, we expect that number to come way down completely. And that's the same for anyone who's been in a car accident or fell off a ladder. I mean, you can really affect your brain and your head in so many forms. So we want everybody to go to quietexplosions.com, see the website. There's a link there for Vimeo to watch the film, and really share it. Share it with the world, because this can make a huge, huge difference, and it's groundbreaking. I mean, the doctors that are in this movie, they're on the cutting edge.
What is the medical community as a whole, the general medical community, how are they taking this?
That is such a great question, Dan. So I was at a medical conference with Dr. Gordon last year in Tucson, and this film was the keynote event on Saturday night, and I had doctors coming up to me. It was amazing, and they said, I've been in practice 20 years, Jerry, and I learned so much from your movie that I didn't know. So, you know, those guys that are open, that's wonderful. They're going to, you know, be open and learn and change their habits and their ways. But a lot of doctors are stuck in their ways, and they need to be educated again and see what else is out there, because they're so used to doing things one way and just pushing drugs and more medications. And Andrew was on, you know, maybe 20 medications, and he was lazar.
Wow. Yeah, you've had quite a, like you said, quite a film career. Why don't you talk about some of the other things you've done? You know, are these like your children? You know, how do you think of them differently? Or, you know, talk a little bit about some of the other things that you've accomplished.
You're so funny. It is like a child. It's like my baby. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
When you dive in to make a movie, I tell everybody it's blood, sweat, and tears. And you dream it, you live it, you think it. You can't do anything else because the characters are mulling over in your head all the time. I've done a movie about a homeless guy in Santa Monica, and that was the movie that I won the Emmy for, and people can see it. It's a short, and then they can see it on my website, jerrishur.com, which is J-E-R-R-I-S-H-E-R.com. And all my projects are on there, a lot of them. And that was really good because this guy was given a home by Step Up, a great charitable organization, and he turned his life around. So I try to only do projects that will positively influence society in some way. I am only about doing things that will give people hope and healing.
What is the, out of all the ones you've done, is there one that just stands out like, wow, this is my greatest, you know, wow, I did this?
Well, I tell everybody, you know, it's great that I have two Emmys, but the Quiet Explosions movie is my best work. I mean, I really believe that. It's
really? Wow.
Yeah, it's going to change so many lives. It's going to affect so many people in a positive way. I've given so much to the world. So I think that that's important. It's important that people are going to take away from this, you know, reason to keep living. And that's it. If I can stop people from killing themselves, well, I've
What about the NFL? I know the whole concussion thing, CTE, is a huge controversy with them. It's kind of been persona non grata in a way. They don't want to touch it with a 10-foot pole. It's the elephant in the room. Have you reached out to them, or they reached out to you, the NFL, as an organization?
You're absolutely right, Dan. They don't want to admit anything, and they're very difficult to deal with. And honestly, that was the hardest thing about this movie, getting an NFL player to speak out. I had talked to so many NFL players, but they were afraid. They just wouldn't.
Afraid
not.
Of what? Afraid of what?
Well, they didn't want to say anything against the NFL, and they didn't want to go on camera. One player said, I'll go on if you get 10 other guys and we're all in a room together. You know, he felt there was strength in numbers. It wasn't until I met Anthony Davis through Dr. Daniel Amen, and he was willing to speak out and say, listen, it doesn't matter if you have a helmet on your head. Your brain is getting affected, and it's not good. And then I met Mark Rippon, and he was willing to speak out, and he's just fabulous. So I'm really thankful that I have people from the NFL in the movie. But I will tell you this. They both played college football, and I don't know if you're familiar with the term Pac-12.
Yes, which, of course.
Okay, good. So the Pac-12, I contacted them because I needed that footage from when they played. And you know what? They were fantastic. They were so wanting to work with me, and they thought this was a great project, and they said, anything you can do to help these players, Jerry. So I think once the NFL people see this, they're going to be okay.
The Pac-12, for ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know, it's a college, like the SEC is a Southeastern Conference, Pac-12, the Pacific Conference, USC, it's a league of schools that have, they play sports together, basically, for people who don't know. So USC, which, that's where Anthony Davis played, I believe. Didn't you say that? Anthony Davis played. And Rippon, where did he play? Didn't he play up there somewhere also in college?
No, not in USC. He did not.
It wasn't USC, but I thought it was, I don't know. But anyway, so that's what Pac-12 is, ladies and gentlemen, if you're confused. Why do you think Mark Rippon and Anthony Davis were so willing where others aren't?
Because here's the thing. Because Anthony was already getting better with treatment with Dr. Amen, and he wants all the other players to get better and know there is treatment out. And Mark, the same. He was doing TMS, transcranial magnetic stimulation. He was getting better. And he had already been to Dr. Amen, and he was going to Dr. Gordon. So they knew that there's light at the end of the rainbow, and they wanted to share this with others so they could see it. And Mark Rippon was really in charge of the lawsuit against the NFL. He was sort of the lead guy. So the fact that he came through for us, I mean, it's just amazing.
Totally. Yes. And the reason I'm focusing on the NFL as opposed to, you know, everyday people or veterans, because I think the NFL can take this issue mainstream like that. You know, if this gets adopted by certain players in the NFL, I mean, there's so many former players with so much influence and, you know, America knows them, so much Q rating. I mean, if they come out and support this and get behind this, this whole dynamic will change quick for everybody, not just veterans, not just, you know, local gymnasts or local athletes, everybody across the board. That's my feeling. I don't know if you have a different opinion.
Well, I understand exactly what you're saying, and it makes perfect sense. But remember, the guys who are still playing now, it's their livelihood. And some of them are going to say to themselves, I'll take a chance. You know, I'm playing. I love the sport. I'm making money, whatever. I'm not sure exactly if they will support this. I know, but are they going to stop playing football? I doubt it.
No, I don't. And now if you kill the NFL, you're going to make a lot of people mad, Jerry. But I think you can help people
who
do
the NFL. And certainly, I'd be dead myself if I did that.
Yes. That would be a documentary unto itself, but it'll have to be done by somebody else because you won't be around, Jerry.
That's right. Somebody asked me if I was afraid that they would come after me. Well, you know, I will be honest with you. There's two very leading, you know the movie Concussion.
Yes.
So the doctor, Amalu, that it was based on, he's sort of almost in hiding. I mean, I talked to him, but you know, these people won't come forward. They're afraid of the government and so on. And two of the doctors that open and cut open the brains after they're dead to check on if they have CTE, you know, they wouldn't even come forward in the movie either. So.
Wow.
A lot of people stymied and stifled.
Getting back to veterans, it's Veterans Day. We got about 2 or 3 minutes. Maybe a shout out to veterans, a call to veterans. Hey, if this is going on in your life, please watch it. Whatever. What would you say to veterans all over the world?
There is a cure and a hope and a healing, and you must watch the movie and see what you can do to get better. QuietExplosions.com, there's a link there, and you could buy the DVD as well. But also, my dad was a veteran in World War II. My husband was a veteran at the time of the Vietnam War. And now I know all these veterans from Afghanistan and Iraq. You know, Ben, who's in the movie, and Kevin and Andrew and Annie. I feel so positive that we are going to get these veterans better. They are going to get better, and they must get brain health. It's called brain health, so they can recover. And that, to me, is the best thing ever.
I talked to my uncle who was in Vietnam, And, you know, there, in the last election, that was a big point about how bad the VA was, how bad veterans are being treated. And he says that his VA he has gone to, it's totally different now than it was 4 years ago, that there has been movement in the way of, you know, help, that it's better treatment, the VA is better for them. I've heard conflicting reports, but my uncle, you know, directly told me that this is way better. What have you seen anything like that? Have you seen the VA wanting to attach to any of this type of research?
Not yet, and that's the sad thing. They need to get on with Dr. Gordon and institute his program. Right now, they're just giving people painkillers and drugs, and it's not helping them at all.
No, it makes it worse. No, right. It makes it worse.
But Dr. Gordon has some ideas about getting it into the VA. That's what we need to do. If this movie accomplishes that, then I kind of did the best thing in the world for the public.
We got about a minute or so. It is a real pleasure to meet you. You know, you obviously got a certain way about you and a certain style and certain perspective that's it's kind of contagious. I mean, really, you can feel it in you. And I'm really proud of what you've accomplished here. I don't mean that condescendingly. I just want to give my shout out to you, my thanks for what you've done. We got, you know, probably about 30 seconds or so left. The last word is yours before we get to the doctor.
Thank you, Dan. I am so honored to be on your show on Veterans Day because, honestly, we are going to change lives together, and that is what makes me so happy. QuietExplosions.com. Please, Dan, watch the movie. I know you'll be just so happy.
Yeah, I didn't get this link until just this morning. I couldn't get a hold of Catherine this morning, and I am, you know, a lot of things come across, like you say, a lot of things come across your desk. A lot of things come across my desk. This is one that I will pay attention to. Jerry Scherr, JerriSher.com. You can follow a lot of her other work, her new work, a new movie, Quiet Explosions, How to Heal the Brain, How to Heal the Brain. Imagine that. Imagine if a loved one, I mean, if you have a loved one, you know what this means. Check this out, QuietExplosions.com. Jerry, an absolute pleasure. We're going to have a good doctor and Angela on the other side. Stay right there. You're listening to the Power Hour. Stay right there, Jerry.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
What in the world is this crazy Willard water?
It's a proprietary solution. It's a water additive that was invented by my grandfather, Dr. John Willard, and hence the name Willard Water. Boosts a number of different things. We see most prominently that it's increasing the absorption, utilization, and storage of nutrients in the cells. So, for example, if people were drinking, we see a big boost in B vitamin absorption utilization. If you see it in plants, we see a big boost in their ability to absorb and retain fertilizers or nutrients in the soil, so they'd receive with things like microbes. If you used a microbe on soil, for example, to replenish the soil, and you sprayed our Willard water on it, go through that replenishing cycle much faster.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
If you eat your man of food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Power Hour. Happy Veterans Day to everybody, really in America, but particularly our great veterans who laid it on the line. It says something about somebody who was willing to put themselves in such a situation and for other people. So hats off to you from here for the Power Hour. You know, we honor you as always, but particularly today we wanted to say that. We have got great specials over at the Power Mall. The lithium orotate works really well for veterans. The heart drops, of course, always, which is fantastic. We have buy one, get one on the Tranquil and the REM sleep. Please take advantage of that. That's a great opportunity, for anxiety and sleep to help sleep better. Also helps veterans and regular people to a great extent. They are not sleeping correctly. They are not going into REM sleep. And, you know, all the interviews from Dr. Pfeiffer about that. The North American Urban Spice from, Cass. We talked to him last hour. Fantastic products on sale at the Power Mall. The Power Mall. 877-817-9829. Now, last, half hour, we talked to Jerry, the writer and director of the new movie Quiet Explosions. Now we're going to talk to one of the doctors that she mentioned, Dr. Gordon. I think we're going to get Andrew. We're going to work on getting Andrew on, one of the people who's kind of centered in the show. Dr. Gordon, welcome to the Power Hour.
Hey, thank you very much. Most appreciated.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. I mean, Jerry kind of introduced. Who is Dr. Gordon? Why are you here? You know, that kind of thing. Who are you?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out who I am, too. It seems to be a changing world that we're living in. Therefore, we have to reinvent myself. I'm a traditionally trained doc from Chicago. I mean, New Yorker, ended up in training in Chicago in family medicine. And during my stint in family medicine, vacillated towards the area of endocrinology. And that took its course, started doing anti-aging medicine because it was hormone-based, and in my middle of my career started developing symptoms of depression and was on antidepressants because, unbeknownst to me at that moment, the 6 head traumas that I had had in the past without loss of consciousness created this scenario in my brain that led me down to depression. And my escape during that time, well, till this time, is reading. And I was reading about hormones and how they influence certain aspects of your mental functioning, and ran a test and found that I was deficient in three of the hormones. And within 90 days of getting replenished, my whole world started changing. And then jump ahead, that was in the 90s, jump ahead to about 2004, and started doing research on the brain hormones and personality changes, emotional, and found this relationship, which today is about inflammation in the brain and changing the hormones. It's not the hormones that create the inflammation. It's the inflammation that creates the hormones. So back in 2004, when this transition occurred, I started looking at people who were greatly exposed, and that's what led me into working with NFL and NBA and a lot of sports people, motocross and so forth, who had had traumas. And in the 2006 and 2007, had two ESPN outside the line and realized that my focus was on the wrong group of people, not the people who were making tons of money, but the people who were defending us. So I left the NFL type of arena and started looking at military. And it just so happened that one of the doctors I had trained in hormone replenishment, interventional endocrinology from my first book, called me. And she told me her husband, who was a Green Beret in Fayetteville in Fort Bragg, was having some difficulties. So I sent him a kit. They had the blood drawn, analyzed, and there it was, the pattern of hormonal deficiency that we subsequently treated, his wife treated, and he got better and ended up staying two more cycles of enlistment before he finally retired. And in 2015, Andrew Marr and I connected. It was like meant to happen. I was looking for someone in the military who had a 501(c) on the books, a charitable organization, so I can donate what I was doing to an organization that stood for all the vets and active military who were coming back with symptoms and were put on the, you know, the cocktail of medication that really didn't seem to relieve the underlying problem. And so that's how Andrew and I met. And till today, I think we've taken care of over 360 veterans in active military. And we've been invited to a number of the bases. I just came back from Pendleton with the first recon group and was able to share our technology with their base surgeon and with the CO. And we've been to Virginia Beach with the SEALs, and we've been, you know, invited. They don't know what to think of us because they don't see the end results, and that's what the brilliance is of Andrew having written the book and the brilliance of Jerry Shear having taken it and made the movie Quiet Explosions, which really depicts a group of 10 people from, you know, different areas, not only military, but in the sports world and in the civilian population, and their transition when they were either put on our program or a program that uses similar technology. And that's what I do.
Fascinating and fantastic. We got many questions. Let's now, I think we got Andrew. Todd, do we have Andrew now?
Yeah, okay. I'm here, Daniel.
There we are. Andrew, very nice to meet you. I'll kind of ask the same general question to you. You know, why don't you introduce yourself and kind of what you're doing here today on Veterans Day, very special day.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, Mark, that was a great synopsis. Thank you for that.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, we were watching Quiet Explosions last night, Mark, and the kid, again, JoJo, kept saying, hey, there's so many different marks on the screen. He couldn't put it together that it was all you in different clothes over different time periods. It's pretty funny. Hey, Daniel, the reason I'm on the call today, I play a very minor role here, but the role that I used to play was I spent almost a decade in Special Forces. In that role, like every other person that raised their hand to go and commit to that, I was exposed to a lot of blasts, which means I had a lot of minor blows to my head. So without a visible wound on my body, I was forced to be medically retired from the Army. And that's after going and seeing a number of different specialized doctors who had put me on a multitude of medications, I was labeled with a laundry list of mood and neurocognitive disorders and a whole host of other disabilities. But here's the big problem here that I experienced, and this is what so many are experiencing. It was the delay in my symptoms that led to a misdiagnosis, and that resulted in a care plan that did not properly assess or improve the health of my brain. What it did was it turned my life into a living nightmare where I became a non-functional zombie that was damaging anything that came into my path. And so it was the a path of saying, hey, I refuse to accept that anymore, going out and trying to find alternative ways to heal myself, first for myself and family, and then for others. That led me to Dr. Mark Gordon, who you guys just heard from, and we started a nonprofit called the Warrior Angels Foundation with my brother Adam Marr, former Apache Army Aviation Air Commander. And he resigned his commission to help us get it off the ground and bring this solution to others who needed it just like I did. And so that's what we've been doing since 2015 collectively, our organization and Dr. Gordon and his Millennium Health Centers.
I love people in general, but I really love people who take tragedy in their life and they turn it around and bring light to not only themselves, but to others. And that seems like what you've done. And now Dr. Gordon also, and Jerry, the whole thing. I love this whole thing that's going on. I got a personal question for you now. It's so much bigger than you, but I'm going to get back to you personally, Andrew, on this question.
Okay.
It sounds like you went through a medical ping pong back and forth, misdiagnosis, nobody can help you, drugs, wrong prescriptions, the whole deal. Many people that we have on have a similar story, maybe not the same as you, different circumstances, but similar. Tell us a little bit about that. Tell our audience, what does that feel like? That's got to be maddening.
Yeah, I mean, 100%. So, you know, just a little bit of background to get into the Army Special Forces. It's a highly, highly selective field and type of company that you're keeping there. So by any objective measurement, it is a high-performing individual, a high-performing culture that's part of a high-performing team. So as you might guess, that means they have to be intellectually at the top of their game, intelligence-wise at the top of their game, physically, athletically at the top of their game, can communicate and can have the ability to help to basically lead others, train many other people to do very complex tasks, often and with people who don't speak the language as you in a very austere environment. So I kind of had the contrast, Daniel, of like, you know, that I didn't just come to that. I've been at that level my entire life. And then all of a sudden, with, like I said before, without a visible wound on my body, to start to have all these new problems that were never there before, like complete and utter lack of energy, anxiety,
depression. Is that how it started?
Depression.
It started with me.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, that's how did it start? What was the first thing you noticed? Wow, something's wrong.
Yeah, so the first thing I noticed was at a 33-year-old man who had just returned from what was my last combat deployment, I completely lost all libido. And at this time, you know, I'm still married, to the love of my life, but, zero loss of libido, which was never an issue. And at age 33, it shouldn't be. It should be the opposite, you would think, when you get back from a deployment. And so I just thought, man, we were pushing hard psychologically and physically, you know, on that last trip. It's going to take some time for everything to come back online. It never did. But that was kind of the gateway drug, if you will, that opened up the Pandora's box to all this other symptomatology that my life just got flooded with over the next 18 months. And yeah, a lot of it was physical and physiological and balance issues and horrible migraine headaches that led to blurry vision and double vision, you know, and all things you get with physical ailments. But it was really the cognitive decline, the inability to have a functioning memory, the inability to be able to cope in social situations. situations and just being overwhelmed with this sense of anxiety, being prone to panic attacks in public that I had no control over, and feeling as if I woke up to find that, you know, my family had been murdered the night before, except that wasn't the case. So, you know, I had no reason to feel all those things. They just kind of manifested out of thin air. And it was like I was in a nightmare, because I started to have this just internal dialogue and battle of like, am I seriously just going insane? Because, you know, the medical establishment, they couldn't find any, you know, physical ailments, so to speak. So this must just be a psychological issue, Andrew. We can't hack it psychologically anymore, and this is what happened. So, you know, this is how you're going to be from now on. That was the kind of the nightmare process.
Wow. That alone, what you just said there, I guess this is the rest of my life. I mean, that's got to, wow. Let's go to Dr. Gordon. What percentage of people who come back from military who spend any kind of time overseas or in wartime, what percentage of them are experiencing something similar to Andrew, or maybe less or maybe more?
Well, I think anybody who has been through basic training is a setup for developing symptoms, because during basic training, you're simulating what happens out in the theater of war. And then you go into the theater of war and you actually have a greater intensity of exposure to things like IEDs, blast trauma, repetitive gunfire. So in our assessment, it's about 100% of the people. And that's just talking about the veterans. And I think it's almost 100% of the civilian population that have propensity for developing the same kind of symptomatology.
Wow.
But it's 100% is because Andrew had in his history football. And we already know from Bennett Omalu with concussion that football is predisposing for CTE, which is an inflammatory process in the brain. Well, they're now starting to relate in military literature, Bethesda, and in civilian literature, that the process that happens in the brain from being exposed to either training or in the theater of war is this inflammation. And it's the inflammation that causes a total change in the chemistry of the brain that leads to the deficiency that Andrew had of testosterone, of DHEA, pregnenolone, and a multitude of other hormones that are unique in the brain, or uniquely found in the brain.
You mentioned a pattern. You found a pattern in people, the hormonal deficiencies. So for somebody listening, what's the first sign they're going to come up with? Hey, this is going on. I need to now go down this path.
Yeah, great question. Great question, Daniel. Sleep, insomnia, irritability. One of the most important hormones that are lost, well, there's a group of three that are lost in the brain that regulate your quality of sleep. And that is the most sensitive to inflammation in the brain, because it's the first hormone produced from cholesterol called pregnenolone. And it's this hormone that becomes four other hormones that help to regulate sleep, anxiety. In fact, a new medication came out last year based on this natural hormone pregnenolone, which is being used for anxiety, depression, and postpartum depression. It's an injectable medication called Zuroso. So there are, you know, everybody is going to experience some degree of insomnia. And that's one of our first questions. And if they say yes, that's the beginning.
You mentioned, not you. When talking to Jerry, she said something I thought was profoundly interesting. She was dealing with and interviewing people like Andrew who had an actual physical thing that you could trace this to, the explosions at the door or what have you, football, what have you, and that translated to the problem. She was also dealing with people who had, you know, I guess rape is a physical trauma also, but it's not, you know, you don't think of it as a bomb, but it's a more of an emotional, psychological bomb. But yet their brains were reacting in a very similar pattern. I thought that was fascinating.
Correct.
Talk about that a little bit.
Well, you know, 8 years ago, a surprise came out in the literature based upon the fact that how do you account for a person who has no physical trauma, as you just stated, who is exposed to an incredible stressful situation, how is it that they end up with the same kind of biochemistry and symptoms as someone who's been exposed, like Andrew was, to blast trauma? And that's because we found a chemical in the brain. It's called fractalkin. And this fractalkin is what helps to keep the brain quiet in inflammation. And under stress, cortisol goes up, and this fractalkin goes down, allowing the system, it's called microglia, or the glial cells, to start dumping inflammation into the brain. So wait a second. I just had a blast trauma that initiated the inflammation. Now I can see someone get killed, or see someone get in an accident, or have a sexual assault, or a parent who yells at me all the time, or, you know, a girlfriend who yells at me like she used to do all the time. Then I married her and she stopped. And that can precipitate. It took you long enough. And it could precipitate that, the exact.
Hold on. Whoa, wait a minute. You had a. I'm just going to leave that one alone. Just keep going.
Yeah, delete that one. I got you to laugh. That's the bottom line. This is a very serious topic, but, you know, life has its balance. So, that's how stress plays an incredible role. And if it wasn't for these brilliant researchers finding this chemical, fractalkin, it's a chemokine, it's part of the immune system, and it's produced by the neurons in the brain to tell the cells responsible for responding to infections, trauma, cleaning up the brain, these microglia, which are in the family called glial cells. So if it wasn't for these brilliant people finding this chemical, it would be that quandary. Why? How? And that's what we were asking from way back when I started in this in 2004.
Is there a supplement or a food or, you know, omega-3s? Or is there something people can eat or try not to eat that helps you, you know, regulate that more, have more of that?
Yeah. We've found that there are what we call nutraceuticals, which is the scientific term for supplement, natural products, which will regulate that production of inflammation. And the federal government has already done some incredible studies on one particular product called N-acetylcysteine, NAC or NAC, which they did out in the field of battle with guys that were exposed within 12 to 72 hours or 24 to 72 hours to a blast trauma. They put half the group on this product and the other half group they did not. And they monitor them, and within a week's time, the group that wasn't on it developed insomnia, irritability, depression, explosive personality, and the group that was on it did not. There was, 11% failure in the group that was on it. But we know there are things like, as you said, omega-3s are very good, specifically the DHA, which we use a lot of in a nanoliposomal product. And DHEA drops the inflammatory system, which is based upon a genetic trigger called NF-kappa-B, and it decreases it or down-regulates it so it doesn't respond so much. One of the papers that got circulated that I wrote in, I think, May, is comparing cytokine storm from coronavirus or COVID-19 and the similarities with people with blast trauma. And that's because what happens with COVID-19 or coronavirus and a lot of other viruses is it causes these inflammatory chemicals to be reduced. We've heard of it as cytokine storm. Well, we get a form of cytokine storm from blast trauma. So the same thing that we're using in our veterans and civilians for trauma, we apply in people who have recovered from corona, as we're starting to see in the literature now, is that there are a lot of psychiatric, psychological problems that are arising from coronavirus, those who have recovered. And it's the same chemical processes in corona infection as in a traumatic brain injury. So
that is fascinating. What you just said is it's almost more fascinating than this topic is as fascinating as this topic is. I mean, that is huge, doctor.
Well, it's known. It's in the literature. I do a form of medicine called translational medicine. There are absolutely tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of brilliant researchers that have done articles and research that are sitting on the back burners collecting dust. And I'm not that smart. I just like reading. And from what I've read is how we've developed this program since 2004 to bring it to fruition here in 2020. And the information is mind-boggling that it's there and no one's using it. So what Andrew and I have done is to implement the science and to share it in our treatment protocols as a means of an alternative to helping with the results. And last year we published or we circulated a 2019 summary report. And in that 2019 summary report, there were 459 people. 78% of them were 50% better off their medication in a year's time.
Wow.
And every year we
off.
Do.
I got to cut you off. We have literally like a minute and a half left, and there's a lot to get to. I want for you quickly, if people, quietexplosions.com is the website for the movie. I highly encourage everybody to watch this movie. Everybody, not just military, not just if you got a concussion, everybody. How can they get a hold of you, doctor, if they want to, you know, maybe have some treatment options or what have you? Quickly.
Through Warrior Angel Foundation, WAFTBI.org is a great place to go. And mine is TBIHelpNow.org.
Okay. Andrew, you're here. Last question I'm going to leave to you. What do you hope comes out of your story in this movie? What do you want to accomplish with it?
We hope to accomplish what was absent when we were looking for this information, myself and my family, 5 years ago. And that's simply this. Answers, hope, and healing. And I can say definitively that this film delivers all three for the family member, for the individual going through it, or somebody who could be prone to being on the receiving end of any of this. Answers, hope, and healing, knowing that there is an alternative to the status quo and that it's not a life sentence anymore.
Fascinating. And then the connection you made with COVID and the brain, the mental, oh my gosh. What an interview. This is way too short. Fellas, stay right there, please. Ladies and gentlemen, end of the show today. We want you happy, healthy, successful, and free as God intends you to be. Remember our national covenant, the Declaration of Independence. You are free, and let's keep it, and we want you happy and healthy and successful. God bless you. Thank you for listening to the Power Hour. Thank you, Doc. Thank you, Andrew. Hopefully we'll talk to you soon.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.